everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. Hey Dan, we just got some great news. We're sending some students to see Michelle Obama at UCLA with Usher and Eva Longoria.
Yeah, I'm excited about Eva Longoria as much as Michelle Obama.
Yeah, and our students are pretty excited that they get to go see her. We got a group of students going. And a huge thank you to KGGI Radio 99.1.
Absolutely.
They have been trying to help us to get a bus. And thank you to Carrera Tours for donating part of the bus for us, and Kathy Wright, she used to be our interim superintendent in our district. She was one of our donors. So we would just like to thank her. And Jim Perry, he came out when we announced the winners of the students that were going to UCLA. Mm-hmm. So huge thank you to all those people in the community for stepping up to help us.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that that actually happened. I can't believe it. The kids are super excited. And the ones that got selected, I'm excited, you're excited, the teachers are excited. It should be pretty interesting. It's coming up soon. It's going to come fast. It's only a few weeks away when I think about it.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that on our next podcast. So I heard you have a best award winner. This is your fifth winner in a year, right?
Fifth winner in a row.
In a row.
Yeah. So, yeah, one of my students got selected for the BEST scholarship, which stands for Bilingual Educators Succeeding Together. It's part of CABE, the California Association of Bilingual Educators. It's the Riverside County chapter. Every year, they award scholarships out to bilingual students. And this is the fifth year in a row that I've had a winner come from my class. So last night was the ceremony and the reception for not only the scholarship winners, but also they give awards to parent and community volunteers, paraeducators, teachers, and administrators. So our district was there in pretty strong force. We had a good number of people that were there. Our scholarship winner was there. Her parents were there. I got to attend, a couple of board members, our superintendent, and one of the special guests was actually Sabrina Cervantes, who we just were in her office a couple of weeks ago when we were on that trip up north, and we got a chance to see her afterwards, to have a few words with her, and you know, she took a picture with us and our board members and superintendent. So it was pretty exciting. The student is super excited. She brought tears to a lot of people's eyes when she read not only a portion of her speech, but also just kind of said some words kind of from the heart, and then she got a really loud ovation when she said that she's ready to attend UCLA in the fall. So it was a great night. Everybody was super excited. Everybody was super proud of what we've been able to do. And, you know, she's going to put that to good use. She's a good kid. So hope the very best with her, and hope there's actually more to come for her. So
that's awesome. Congratulations to her, and congratulations to you on your fifth winner.
Thank you. Yeah, we're just going
to
keep
pushing
that.
You got to get up to six, like Michael Jordan, six championships.
Right? I need to get a ring for each one of these wins. But no, it's super exciting. So what do we have this month?
So this month we have our interview with Santiago High School counselors. They have a school counseling team that consists of about, I think, 9 counselors.
Yeah, it's pretty large. It's a pretty big school.
Yeah, and they were a lot of fun to interview. They do a lot of great things. So I'm excited for you guys to hear that interview.
Okay, let's give it a listen, and we'll catch you next month.
Alrighty. I'm with Santiago High School counselors. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Good morning. My name is Johnny Campos. I'm one of the counselors here. I've been here for 12 years.
Hello, I'm Randy Thomas. I've been with Santiago for 5 years.
I'm Valencia Applegate. I've been with Santiago for 8 years.
Good morning. My name is Maritza Partida. I've been with Santiago High School for 7 years.
Good morning. I'm Christine Berg, and I've been with Santiago for 17 years.
Good morning. My name is Nathan Tooney, and I've been at Santiago for 20 years, and this is my second year as a school counselor.
Good morning. My name is Mark DiPaolo, and I'm an intern at Santiago High School.
Good morning. My name is Kristen Matsumoto, and I've been with Santiago for 24 years.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Wallace, and I've been at Santiago for 4 years.
All right. If I could just have a few of you share what your favorite thing is about your job.
Hi, this is Nathan Tooney, and although I've only been a counselor, this is my second year. I've had about 20 years in education, and I think that counseling is one of the most rewarding jobs because it allows you to help a student in many ways, socially, academically, and even planning out their careers. And it doesn't always happen, but sometimes when you have a good effect on a student, it really can affect you. Can make you feel like you've reached somebody and that you've helped them out. And I think that's the biggest rewarding part of my job.
This is Marissa Partida. I just wanted to convey that some of the things that I enjoy about my job is working with parents and students and putting together programs to help them with the future and get them tied into knowing what their colleges and future career focuses would be.
Christine Berg, I really enjoy the evolution of the student from their freshman year all the way to their senior year, how they expand their vision from freshman year to senior year, and how we can enable them to do, you know, really follow their dreams and do anything they want to do, and how they believe in themselves. And so you get a student who doesn't believe in themselves at the beginning, doesn't maybe want to go to college, doesn't know, parents maybe never went, and to see those students their senior year, you know, fly and go off and apply and get in, that's a joy.
One of my favorite parts about the job is, like, just to echo what a colleague said, is giving the kids options, giving them doors. If it's a Cal State, UC, or private school, trade school, or if it just worked, but just giving them that opportunity, seeing them grow from 9th grade to 12th grade, and just seeing that development in them as well.
And that's all about what Michelle Obama's Retire Initiative is, any kind of education or training after high school. So for our next question, we're going to pass it over to Catherine. You all were honored with a RAMP recognition, which is a national recognition. Can you talk about what RAMP is to those who do not know what it is?
So RAMP is stands for the Recognized ASCA Model Program by ASCA. And the great thing about RAMP is in California, there are only 7 schools that are recognized, and we are very lucky to be one of those schools, and we're very proud of that as well. What RAMP is it recognizes schools that have a comprehensive school counseling program, meaning that we are a data-driven school counseling program. In other words, the things that we do, the programs we run, and the ideas that we have are all based around the data and doing what's best for kids. So if what we do isn't supported by data, then it's not something that we'll consider doing. So to be a recognized ASCA model program, it was definitely a team effort and working together as a group to do what's best for kids.
The great thing about RAMP is that it's been in the making for at least 7 years, the build-up. It took about 2 years to write. Shout out to Miss Applegate, Miss Wallace, for leading the charge on that, but it's been a good 7 years of the build-up. When we got back in 2009, I think we got notified that our jobs were on the line and they want to replace us with guidance techs. So that brought a lot of concern with us. So we had to change the way we did things and making sure our graduation rate, our FAFSA rate, and our A to G was on point. So that changed a lot of things for us. So with that, we have to show our worth. What are we worth? So in doing the RAMP, you got to show what your value is, what your worth is. We got scared, and we got to show these schools, because to put counselors on the line and say, hey, you're being pink slipped and you're going to be replaced with guidance techs, that's a no. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know how to work with the student, and you got to be able to give that student options after high school. So we had to change things around to show our value, because if you're not showing what you're doing at school and what's best for kids, at the end of the day, they're going to eliminate your job. So RAMP really gave us the opportunity to show what we're doing. Like I said, it's been in the making for the last 7 years. But it took at least a good 2 years to write it out and show people this is what our worth is. This is what we value as school counselors, not guidance techs. So, and that's where we're at.
As Johnny was saying, this has been a journey. About 7-8 years ago, we started. And just to be clear, we're doing what we've always done, making sure our students are graduating A through G, have all the opportunities available to them. But again, what he was saying is we needed to put it down on paper. We needed to use data to prove what we were doing. So it became much more intentional. They always talk about you need to sell yourself. You need to tell everybody what you're doing, because it's very easy for even administrators or other teachers on our campus aren't quite sure exactly what we're doing, but we're busy all the time. So what RAMP did was make us actually sit down and carve out the time to document everything that we were doing and put the data in place. Because again, I think we're a pretty awesome school and we've done great things all along, but because we're so busy, it's hard to sit down to do, I guess you'd call it, data entry. And so we decided, again, jobs are on the line, that was very crucial and important that we do put that down. And again, the journey of over 7 years is, okay, when are we going to sit down and do this? When are we going to, you know, put it on paper. So that is definitely the journey. And I think counselors are doing great things everywhere, but there's only so many hours in the day.
So we are data-driven in all of our programs. So we have pre-tests and post-tests when we do the advisement assemblies. And we look at that data and we improve our programs that way. And we enrich, improve, we delete. We always want to be up to date with whatever the students are doing. And so to this point, we have a 99% graduation rate. We have a 65% A through G rate. So we have really improved our numbers, and we are very conscious of how to always make our programs better and improve.
It's important to showcase your work, and you guys are doing amazing things. Catherine wanted to share something.
And also, too, to kind of piggyback what Kristen said, is RAMP gave us an opportunity to even share with our staff the work that we do as counselors. I mean, oftentimes we kind of work as a silo, or it may appear to be, because we don't share the same office with our admin, and we're kind of removed from the campus away from the regular teachers. So it gave us an opportunity to show our staff that we just don't sit behind a desk all day long and drink coffee all day and read the newspaper, but we actually are doing data-driven programs for students. So that was another piece that we thought was really important with RAMP too, is that it gave us an opportunity to say, this is what we do and this is how we do it and how students are better for that.
Did anyone have any tips they wanted to share with school counselors on how to apply for RAMP?
That first and foremost, RAMP is not just an application. It's about comprehensive school counseling, and you have to actually be doing the work. And it's about putting the work that you do down on paper. Another tip that I can give would be to follow the rubric and do your research. ASCA has published a lot of material with regards to what their expectations are on an application. And if you go through the different elements that are on the application, it makes it a lot easier to put the application together. And they also have instructional videos, and it's just really, really beneficial, not just because of the application, but as a teaching tool for your counseling program with regard to what you should be doing to have a comprehensive, data-driven counseling program.
And what was it like when you guys first heard you received RAMP status?
It was extremely exciting. We were not expecting it. All of the information that I had gotten up to that point was that first year applicants generally don't get RAMP. And so our mindset was, we'll use this as a year to get feedback and make any necessary changes. And when I got the email that said that we got RAMP, I was over the moon and just couldn't believe it. And it's been an awesome opportunity that has challenged us to really not just embrace the moment receiving RAMP recognition, but for us to year over year take a look at our program and ask those tough questions. What are we doing right? And what do we need to improve on with regard to our program? And I think that's the biggest takeaway that we've had from receiving RAMP.
College and career readiness is then embedded in everything you do in your school culture. Can you talk about how that got started and some of the things you do at your school?
So when Santiago first opened, it was touted as a magnet school. So the culture was kind of embedded right then and there that we were a college-going campus. Career's always been put in there. I think counselors all along, we know not everybody is meant to go to a four-year college. And so we firmly believe that. But the culture was embedded when we first opened back in 1995. And we as a counseling team carry that out because we want to make sure that our students have every opportunity and every option available to them when they become a senior. Our culture, our mindset is that everybody's going to be ready to apply to a four-year college if they choose. So we make sure they don't just meet high school graduation requirements, but we have another saying, non-negotiable. So their junior year, things are non-negotiable. We're going to push our students to go above and beyond the minimum so that, again, whether they're going to apply for a four-year college or maybe they want to go into the military and they're going to take the ASVAB, they're prepared and they're going to score higher, which means they're going in perhaps at a higher level. So everything we do is about options and making sure our students are prepared regardless of their post-secondary plan. We realize that one path is not going to fit every single student. My path is not going to fit, you know, the student sitting in front of me. So we just, again, are broad in all the things that are available. We have lots of opportunities for students to explore post-secondary. So again, we have the ASVAB. We do junior-senior parent night. College and career kickoff is huge. We have parents from the community that are in different careers that come and do talks with our students so that they can kind of see what's available, whether it's a fireman, a paramedic, a social worker, the military comes and speaks to our students. We have a boot camp with all the different opportunities, again, trade school, community college, four-year colleges, Cal State's, UC's, private. So we make sure throughout the year, every option is out there that students and parents can get involved and ask questions. So our culture is there's something for everybody, not just one size fits all.
And just to add to what Kristen was saying, I think one of the things that our counseling department does really well is we really make partnerships throughout the community and throughout the county to really invite those people on campus that can serve as an advantage to our students to get them to either pursue colleges, trade school, and or the career option. So I think that's another big aspect that our team does a really good job. And I know that Johnny and Randy are going to speak a little bit more to that in regards to the FAFSA.
Another great thing that we have is this internship program. We have a great internship program where students can go off campus and go volunteer, get credits for it at a particular maybe school or a veterinarian office or any type of government office or basically wherever our internship coordinator decides is a good place for them. So this helps to explore and get them off the campus and to maybe expand their horizons a little bit more. Also, for as long as volunteering, we have fire explorers, police explorers. We have lots of mentoring programs as far as the hospitals like Kaiser, Corona Regional Hospital, the library. So we do have some good ins with students there, and we definitely recommend that they all go out and do something valuable in the summer that will help increase and expand their vision of what they might want to do in the future.
That's good. You have a good radio voice. So I was just on the social media yesterday. I saw Retire and Better Make Room. They were tweeting, college is college. And so I think the perception is community college, career technical education, even military isn't considered college. But the reality is we know that's college. So that was great that I saw that, and I retweeted it out to all of our students and our followers. And I know, like, at our school, we also do a lot of what you guys were talking about. We also include the military, and we actually do a boot camp, and we have the kids go, and they do, like, all of their boot camp training, and they carry the ammo, they run a couple of laps, they do a lot of work. So if you guys ever want to reach out to recruiters, they do that with you guys too. So you guys work at a very large school. If you can share any tips on how you balance college and career and how you promote FAFSA completion on campus. So we have a lot of schools that are large, but maybe you can help some of the school counselors out.
This is Randy Thomas. I oversee the FAFSA applications here on campus, but it's really a team effort. We have about 3,800 kids on campus each year, and that averages about 800 to 1,000 seniors depending on the school year. And so last year we were recognized by the state as fourth in the state for FAFSA completion, so we're doing a pretty good job at it. We hit about 77% of our kids, and 90% of those kids got money for FAFSA, so it's paid off for our kids. The key in it is we have a huge time span from October all the way to March 2nd that we really push it. And we start off with just the Career Center tech and a few counselors, and we do office hours where we bring kids in twice a week for an hour, and we just call every single kid in, and we try to get them to fill out the FAFSA. And then from there, it's a targeted group of kids where every counselor starts calling in their group of kids, their seniors, and they start calling them in. And then we also have our econ and government teachers who are talking to the kids and counselors, and our Career Center tech, who is a huge piece of this. Our Career Center tech spends countless hours calling kids in. And these are the ones that are more tough to get. So what we find is our kids that are really four-year bound, they will fill out the FAFSA quickly. We're there more for guidance and helping them. And then our kids that are more college, like two-year bound, they're a little tougher to get them to fill it out because the timelines are a little different for them. And so it really takes an entire team approach where all the counselors are on board, the Career Center tech's on board, Econ and Gov's on board. Admin can make flexibility in our schedules if we need it for big events, and so we can get that done. But it really takes everybody, and it's a personal touch when it comes down to it. Those last ones that are tough to get, if the counselor has a relationship with them, usually those are easy to get because the counselor knows them well and they're convincing them. And so we don't do a whole bunch of raffling and giveaways. We do some of it, but we don't do as many as a lot of schools do, because it's really comes down to the kids that are tough to get. The counselor calls in, has that conversation with the family. And then we spend days in computer labs, bringing kids in. Then we also bring in college people from San Diego Canyon College. Their financial aid people come in and their outreach people come in and help our kids fill out the FAFSA. We do some evening events and there'll be a few counselors there. Then we do a big, huge financial aid night and our college and career kickoff, we do all kinds of recruiting during that time too. So it's all the way from October to March 2nd, man. We're just going, sending phone calls, emails, everything's FAFSA. So the kids know. And the other part of that is we start prepping the kids in 11th grade, like, so they know what FAFSA is. So there's no guessing by 12th grade. Like, they know what FAFSA is. They know they're going to get money from it. One of the big perks for our community college kids this year has been the Promise Grant. So it's been much easier convincing those kids to fill it out because the Promise Grant had made it such an exceptional difference for the kids. First time ever where, you know, most of them could get cash for free going to tuition for the community college. So that has helped us a great deal. And those are the things that we look for. So FAFSA, we got all that going. You got anything else, Johnny, that I missed there?
We have a great relationship with SCC, San Diego Community College. We have a great relationship with Victor Castro. He comes out, he's a financial aid expert, guru. He can answer any questions. So if you have a difficult question, he's a guy to go to. He comes out about 3 times during the year and does FAFSA nights for us and just really helps our family. You know, it could get down to where, like, families are questioning, like, why should I even fill it out? I'm not going to get anything. Well, the number one thing, you can have a life-changing event in your life and things could change from now to the fall. Like, for last year, we had those fires up north and people's lives were changed around. So you got that. So you got to do the FAFSA. If you're going to be an athlete, if you're going to do scholarships, you got to do the FAFSA. You just got to sell the FAFSA. It's a safety net. He calls it insurance. So that's always good. So Victor Castle, shout out. He's been an amazing asset to us. And I hope we keep working with him.
You have great partnerships. And I saw in the newspaper, there was an article running around your district. One of your students just won a $40,000 scholarship. And I'm sure there's been many scholarships they won. Can anyone talk about what that was like? And one of your students won an Edison scholarship.
The way that we promote scholarships here, the scholarships fall into two different categories. We have general scholarships, which are available to students across the nation. As we get information about those scholarships, we add them to our general scholarships list, which is on our website. We encourage students to look for and investigate scholarships through various websites, including FastWeb and College Board. And then we have local scholarships, which are partnerships that we have with local organizations and businesses that want to give our students money. And we started off this year in October with our college and career kickoff, where we had workshops regarding scholarships and showing students how to apply for the local scholarships. And then after that, between October and January, we have a unique opportunity for our students on Thursdays and Fridays called Office Hours, which is 30 minutes built into the school day for intervention, where we offered workshops for students to teach them how to apply for local scholarships. And we had a pretty good turnout this year with regard to students coming out and listening to our spiel about getting free money. And that's how students apply for local scholarships. And I believe the student who received the $40,000 was Katz.
Right, yeah, I saw that picture you did together.
So about a month ago, I got an email from Edison, and I thought it was a hoax, but they emailed me saying that a student won $40,000, and I was like, oh, it's one of those spam emails. And then I get a phone call and a message on my voicemail, and I was like, okay, maybe this is the real deal. So I reached out, and in fact, yes, it was one of my students, and he did win a $40,000 scholarship. The great opportunity of that was, is the student didn't know that he won. So they came to San Diego High School. They arranged a surprise visit. The student had no idea. They brought cameras, and we went into the classroom, and they presented him with a $40,000 check. And the most moving thing about the whole situation was his parents didn't know he won either. And so he just had been accepted into Johns Hopkins, and we walked out in the quad with our district personnel and our San Diego admin team and SoCal Edison, and he calls his mom and he puts his mom on voicemail. And there was not one dry eye to hear his mom's response when he won that scholarship. And in that moment, you know, our team does a really good job, and Valencia does a really good job leading the scholarship movement here on our campus. But in that moment, to actually see how his life was changed, because when he got accepted into Johns Hopkins, he didn't know how he was going to get there because of how expensive it was. And in that moment, when he told his mom that news, his mom's like, son, you're going to Johns Hopkins. And so that was really awesome to see.
Pretty awesome. A few years ago, I had a student win the Edison Scholarship, and they surprised her in the gym. So she thought it was just an assembly, which it was. They were honoring athletics, and then they called her name, and they presented her with a check in front of everyone. And I just reached out to her yesterday, and she's graduating from Harvard this year. So I'm so proud of her. So shout out to Sophia. I know you're listening. But for our last part of our podcast, if we could go around the table, we do the Sunshine Spotlight. If you could share at least one thing that made you happy today or this week, it can be anything. We'll start with Kat.
You know, to be honest, it's going to sound cliche and kind of funny, but every morning I wake up very grateful to have this job. I love working with the team that is here at Santiago. I love the opportunity to build and have the creativity to bring new things to help increase college and career readiness. And, you know, moments like where your student wins a $40,000 scholarship, or they don't know where they're going to go after, and really kind of picking back on what Christine says, just really have that option to create opportunities for students. That honestly like brings great joy in my life every morning.
A big part of our job is building relationships. So every day, whether students are emailing or texting or coming into my office to ask something that's serious or really random and off the wall, that's on a daily basis, it's something different, and it definitely brings great joy, because when the students are coming in to see you when they don't really have to, you know that you've fostered a relationship and you've built something up with them that is meaningful, and that they know that you are, you know, an advocate for them and that you support them in all areas of their life. And I, just the other day, one of my students, she had broken up with a boyfriend, and she's like, well, who do I go speak to? And she came to speak to me because she was just having a hard day. And not everybody's able to open up, but I think part of our job is, again, supporting our students academically, socially, emotionally. And I love the job because every day it's something different. So it's not monotonous in any way. So
I agree with Kristen. I love being able to work with students, and I love helping people. It's perfect for my personality. And I especially love working with people, with the other counselors in this department. They're a wealth of knowledge, and they've always been supportive. So everything about my job is wonderful.
I too had a similar experience with Kristen. I had a freshman girl come in all year. She's got a boyfriend. They're always fighting. She's always in tears, and she spends a good amount of time with me to get herself together so she can always go back to class. And I just saw her for advisement for her 10th grade year, and she's smiling and happy. She's broken up with a boyfriend, and I think this is going to stick. And I was just thrilled for her because she was like a whole different person. She was just so happy, and she seemed like she really had grown and learned some lessons. And I was just extremely proud of her. And so those little things like that just help us to, you know, anytime we can plant seeds and have it grow and see somebody change for the better, it's very rewarding. And again, it's a great joy. So I love the job because of those reasons.
Hello there. So one of the highlights of my week that made me happy was that I'm in charge of coordinating the parent student boot camp. And so that was Monday night, and I was able to finish it and then move on with my week. It's a huge project. So knowing that I was able to complete it and make a difference within kids and parents, it was really nice to see all of the positive feedback that they had after the evening.
One of the things that I enjoy about being a counselor is that it's a unique position that we're in, to be able to sit behind a desk and listen to kids dream about what their future is going to be like and play some small part in making their dreams come true. That's one of the things that I enjoy the most about this job.
It's kind of an exciting time to be a counselor right now, because all the kids are getting college acceptance letters are rolling in. So you get a kid every other day or so just coming in and sharing where they're going. It doesn't even matter where they're going. They're just so excited. It's very cool to be a part of that, like that they're coming in and sharing it with you. So I think it's a cool time right now to get all that stuff from the kids.
It is a great time of the year, because next week we got spring break, so that's a positive. So yeah, so we do need that break because we do get tired. One of my favorite things is as the EL counselor here, I get to meet different kids from all different parts of the world, and that's really cool for me. I just had a kid come from Mexico, and just to see that excitement and fear and bring down the anxiety level and just let them know that they're going to have a great experience, that they are at one of the best high schools in the state of California. So that's exciting for me, and go Sharks.
Yeah, I think what's exciting for me is we looked at our FAFSA data, and we had like a race to submit contest on our own campus. And three of our English teachers had like 100% FAFSA completion. But I'm really proud of our whole senior English department because they went above and beyond. They created a senior project which encourages students to do their FAFSA or California Dream Act, a scholarship, and apply for college or the military. So shout out to our English teachers. I'm proud of them. Well, thank you guys so much for being part of our podcast. If you could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Bye.
Thank you.
On our next podcast, we will be interviewing Beth Airy from Evanston Township High School. She has also spoken at the Riverside County conferences at RCEC. We will also be talking with Quentin Clay. He's the Director of Admissions at Northern Illinois University. He will give tips on applying to the university and also talk about the in-state tuition for our California students. So stay tuned for the next podcast. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at @RHRiverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.